Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, October 30th, and we are broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Atlanta. Aren't you tired of hearing about bad news? Well, this is the show for you because today we are going to keep it positive and talk about good news. Okay, so I hope you're ready. I'm pretty sure you're probably tired of hearing bad news. I know I am. Well, listen, I want you to stay tuned since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Proper etiquette would make us want to at least answer that question. And so etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, let's send a little kudos out to Charles the First and Second. So glad that they did that. Well, once again, I don't know if you are, but I know I am. I am so tired of constantly hearing bad news. You know, are you tired of all the bickering taking place, especially, oh my goodness, when it comes to politics right now? Oh, wow. I'll be so glad when this is over. You know, I've watched several debates in not only in Georgia, but in some of the other states, Florida and Wisconsin, some of the other states as well, and it's just been so much bickering going back and forth. Now, I will say that, you know, there have been a few candidates that seem to, you know, remain somewhat positive, and that's always great news. But, you know, the bickering from the majority of that, and then, of course, shootings and murders and robberies and all about that, let's just, you know, let's just kind of back away from all of that talk for a little while and talk about some good news. And you are certainly welcome to join the conversation. You can tell us about, you know, graduations, celebrations, birthdays, promotions, miracles, you know, favor, you know, and we will certainly discuss the ultimate good news maker. And I want to bring on Pastor Williams, who is absolutely no stranger to the show. He is going to, you know, help us in talking about some good news. Hey, Pastor Williams, how are you?
I'm fine, Sister Donna. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
And the same to you. And I hope that we will hear some good news tonight.
Absolutely. I hope so. And guys, you can also send your comments to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. We certainly want to have, you know, some good news comments coming forth this evening. And Pastor Williams, we know that, you know, over the years of doing this show, oftentimes this particular topic is not, doesn't seem to be as popular as some of the other topics, but we're going to see what happens this evening. So you guys, you know, so we hope, because this is a topic that we really want to definitely, you know, concentrate
well,
and celebrate.
If you want to keep it, if you want to have nothing but good news, then we might as well go to the Bible. Because the definition
Absolutely.
Of the gospel is good news. And so if we do want to hear good news consistently, then there is one place, one certified place where we'll find it, and that's in the Word of God.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's where I really want to begin this show. Because, you know, like you said, you're talking about, you know, consistent good news. And I know I've spoken with some people and they say, oh, there's so much bad news. I mean, it's really not even good, any good news going on. Well, no, it's a matter of perspective, I believe. And I believe that, you know, as I put in the post, that if we look closely enough and, you know, if we're breathing, I believe that we can identify some good news. And so that's another reason I wanted to do this show. And, you know, we all have, you know, trials and we have, you know, issues and things that happen in our life. You know, like I said, life happens, but it's how we respond to it, how we actually see it is what's important. So that's what we want to talk about. And so that's where I want to start with the ultimate good news. And, you know, if all else fails and you guys can't really find any good news and don't think that there is any, maybe at this time in your life, then we're going to, you know, try to help you see that there really is. You know, we want to certainly see the silver lining in the clouds. And by the way, you really can join the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418. 5894. So let's start with you, Pastor Williams.
Well, I can't help but say that if we are looking for good news, the first and foremost place to look is in the New Testament, which contains four Gospels. And those four Gospels, definition of the word gospel is good news, and the reason it is that is its definition because we are introduced to Jesus Christ as Savior, and when we look at his life and what he did and what he accomplished, we can't help but say that is good news. Because it provides us with a understanding as to how we can enter into a right relationship with God and also how we can expect to experience eternal life. Again, going back to the word itself, gospel of the good news, and good news in the Bible refers to Jesus Christ. It's in the Gospel of Mark that we first find this word. And the very first verse of the first chapter says, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And if we just look at that one verse, we can see how that, yes, the gospel is good news, because it was the introduction of the life and ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the beginning of the Christian faith. And certainly that is good news for all people. There's no restriction. It's not just a certain ethnic group or a certain national group, but rather the good news of the gospel is suitable for all people. And so that's where I would start, that if we are looking, if we want to increase our the degree of which we hear good news, well, one place that we certainly can find it is in reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which tell the good news about Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And so that's what we want to do this evening, is we want to, you know, encourage, we want to uplift, and we want to, you know, help you to see that no matter what you may be going through at this time, again, looking closely enough that you can find that there is something to celebrate, and there is something that, you know, you can see as good at this particular time in your life. And again, you can send us your messages, or you can certainly feel free to give us a call. And I've gotten a message that it seems like there's audio. The audio may be going in or out. So I'm going to see what is going on, because we want to make sure that everyone certainly does have, you know, that we have a clear connection so that everyone can certainly be able, you know, to hear everything that we are speaking of this evening. I do want to share, I've received, let's see here, I do want to share, well, let me share this first, because I wanted to try to be able to provide this this clip. Haven't been able to do that yet, but I do want to go over the lyrics of something. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Erica Campbell. She's part of the duo Mary Mary, and one thing that I do a lot of times when I'm feeling challenged or down, I love gospel music, and because I'm always uplifted and encouraged by it. And there is this one song. It's called Positive. Pastor Williams, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but it's called Positive.
No,
by Erica Campbell. And for those who may not have heard that, I'm just going to just kind of go over a few of those lyrics, because I think they are so positive. And it starts out saying, feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive, feeling free and complete from the love you give. No, you won't ever leave me. I'm positive, positive. Yeah, I'm positive. Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive, feeling free and complete from the love you give. No, you won't ever leave me. I'm positive, I'm positive. Yes, I'm positive. And it goes on to say, I know who I am and I know who I'm not. I know the difference between the two, and it tells me a lot. I know who's on the throne of my life. He tells me all the wrong, less, and when to go right. He's the king. He's the God. He's the biggest. He's the truth. He's the light. He's the realest. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. And then she goes back into feeling sure, feeling clear. But it's just a beautiful, I mean, the lyrics, I believe, are just very, very beautiful. And just knowing, you know, knowing who you are and knowing who you are in Christ as well. Also, I want to, and you guys are not, you guys are very familiar. I've had him on the show quite a bit, Joshua Chapman. And I've had Joshua on over the years. He's co-hosted and he's been a host. But I did receive this message from his dad today. And he has, hello, Donna, excitingly, proudly, and prayerfully, I'm pleased to announce that on Thursday, and this is this past Thursday, Joshua Chapman passed the Federal Aviation Administration extensive requirements for his flight oral exam and flight maneuvers test while piloting the airplane. As a result of much hard work, sacrifice, late study nights, ground school, and flying on weekends and on Sundays and weekdays, after handling his rigorous senior class load at school and senior class president, Joshua has now officially earned his private pilot's license. Congratulations, Captain Joshua Chapman. Of course, clearly to God be the glory. What church school can produce even at the early age of 17 years old. So, yes, he has earned his flight license at the age of 17. And of course, he's been on, and he's been on the talk. I remember he was on one of our other Good News shows. And like I said, he's co-hosted several shows with me as well. And I'm going to have to applaud him. And much congratulations. And so really, really excited. I'm just elated about that. And I know, Pastor Williams, you're familiar with him as well. And I know that you had prayed for him as well, as long as, in addition to some other prayer intercessors as well. Yeah, so just so excited to hear that.
Just and that is chapter. Good what you have told us this evening.
That's right. Absolutely good news. And guys, and that is what we want to share. You know, certainly please, you know, feel free to share your good news as well. And we're really excited about it. And you can give us a call, 516-418-5894. The lines are open. And also, let's see here. Miss Donna, my name is Marie Harris, and I want to shout out my son, Davis, who received a promotion on his job after only 3 months. He is ecstatic. And she says, thank you. Oh, congratulations, Marie, to you and your son, Davis. Congratulations. That is certainly good news. So, Pastor, so what would you say to someone who at this time just may be kind of struggling? They may be listening right now, or they may listen to this broadcast a little, you know, later on, as, of course, all of the episodes do archive and you're able to go back and listen to them. So what would you say to someone who may be saying, well, look, I'm dealing with a lot, could be, you know, a single mom, you know, she may have several different children. She may even have one child who she thinks may be kind of going astray, and she's just not real sure, she's not real, you know, feeling real positive right now while we're talking about all this positivity. What would you say to her, just, you know, as an example? What kind of advice would you give to her right now?
Well, I think I would begin by encouraging her, recommending, suggesting that she certainly minimize her exposure to news that is pessimistic and is not of any particular value to her situation. And conversely, if she is dealing with family issues concerning her children, then she could do very well by reading in the Bible what it says about raising children and instructing them, because that's where we can find very pertinent and relevant information about family life is in Scripture. Book of Proverbs contains a great deal of information. It's written in the style of a father talking to his son and addressing the issues of life that the son needs to be aware of. So I would certainly encourage her to minimize her exposure to negative news and rather focus on sources that can offer some positivity to her life, and especially concerning the development of her children.
Thank you for that. And I also want to say as well, I'm glad you said that, kind of minimizing, you know, exposure, because sometimes, you know, people are constantly scrolling social media or they're constantly looking at the news and they're constantly just, you know, taking in all of this information. And, you know, what that does is that actually, you know, gets into your spirit. Sometimes I like to do what is called a news fast and, you know, just to not watch the news for a while, you know, especially when it comes to there's so much negative news. Sometimes I also may even watch maybe the first 5 or 10 minutes. Usually the first 5 or 10 minutes, you hear pretty much all the top stories. And so, but as far as just continuing to just, you know, watch the news and listen to all the negative, you know, negativity and the behavior that you're hearing, you know, you're watching, and oftentimes, you know, the negative news has a tendency to seem to be more highlighted than, you know, just regular news, if you will. And certainly it seems to be more highlighted than positive or good news. So yes, I'm glad that you certainly mentioned that, to, you know, just kind of back away from some of the negative, you know,
yeah,
information.
May I follow up with something?
Absolutely.
We have choices, and therefore it behooves us if we desire to minimize our exposure to bad news, then that means we should be selective in the news that we do consume. And so there are newspapers, periodicals, magazines that contain a lot of negativity, and we should be discerning in whether or not we spend our time consuming those books and the negativity that they contain. So again, it gets back to a question of choice. What am I, if I want to minimize my exposure to something, to bad news, then it means that I have to give consideration as to how I select what I do listen to or what I do read. What kind of books I bring into the house, what kind of TV programs do I allow my children to watch. Those are some of the issues that I'll say parents, in terms of adults, it also applies to adults too. We can be selective in what we take in, what we consume. And certainly if we fill our hearts and minds up with stories of either fiction or nonfiction, that have negative themes, then we are going to become victims of that to a certain degree. And so, again, if we are concerned about the negativity that is ongoing in the world today, the first order of business should be, okay, what am I taking in? What am I exposing myself and my family to? And is it beneficial? It means that not only we select, but we are cautious about what we do listen to. If we hear something that is grossly negative, then that ought to mean that we eliminate that as one of the sources of the news that we do consume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because it is our responsibility to guard our gates. And so, which is our eye gate, our ear gates, and meaning, yeah, you want to be very conscious of what it is that you are viewing and seeing and what it is you are hearing. Because, again, you know, that does, you know, go into, you know, penetrate your spirit. So, you know, you want to be more conscious of watching things that will encourage you instead of discourage you.
I'm reminded of the tabloids that used to be posted at the checkout counters of supermarkets, and it was basically in your face. And I haven't seen that recently. Whether or not somebody consciously changed the policy or canceled the subscriptions, I don't know. But again, by virtue of the environment in which we live, we have to be alert. We have to be concerned about what we do consume. And if we have children, we have to be even more concerned about what they take in. Because of what is out there, and therefore we want to control the environment. I know my son has a teenager daughter, and he also has an older son in college. And when they both were teens and were growing up, he made some very intentional, put some very intentional controls on their cell phones to limit to what they could expose themselves to. And so that's just one example. If we are concerned about the material our children are being exposed to, then that means we have to take some determined steps to reduce that exposure to the minimum that is possible.
That is absolutely accurate. You know, it is up to us as parents to do that. And of course, you know, nowadays our youth have, oh God, they are exposed to so much. And, you know, whether it's via social media or, well, mainly social media, it's just so much, you know, for them. And so you definitely want to know what it is that your children are viewing. You know, you want to know what it is your children are listening to as well, you know, as far as, you know, if they're watching films, movies, music. You want to be aware, because again, you know, as we continue to reiterate, you know, this is, it penetrates your spirit. And I know a lot of times, you know, you hear, for example, you know, garbage in, garbage out, you know.
Yeah.
If you're listening to, your children are listening to a lot of, you know, negativity or profanity or something like that, then, you know, don't be surprised if you hear them speaking that, because that's what they're hearing, you know. And that's just
that's how it is. And we, for parents who are raising children in their developmental years, that's something they have to give attention to. And that even goes so far as some of the material that is being presented in the schools. And you see the articles that are being discussed about that. And so the parents are challenged in this 21st century about being able to control what their children have access to in terms of publications and entertainment and things of that nature. And they have to be on guard. They have to be alert because it's in our face now. And it will stay there until people take some kind of measures to either limit eliminate or control some of this material that really has no positive value.
That's absolutely correct, and it's so important to you know, communication is just extremely important. Make sure you're communicating, especially with your children, you know, if you about, and I'm glad you mentioned that at school, because, you know, gosh, in the news, I mean, there's just so much that has seems to have, you know, sort of been creeping into the schools as far as curriculum. And, you know, some of the parents are catching it, but you have got to be on top of it as a parent. You have to know what your children are being exposed to, and don't just automatically believe that just because they're at a specific school. Or I'm going to say this too, if even if they're at a Christian school, if you will, that all is well, because that's not necessarily the case. So that's why you have you've got to stay on top of it. Yeah, you have to stay on top of it. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment. We still have open lines for you, 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. Send us your comments, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-age children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com.
ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Right, we are back, and as you heard the song, Don't You Bring Me No Bad News, we're concentrating this evening on good news, positivity, and so that's what we are, you know, we're surrounded by so much negativity, so we want to just kind of flip the script a little bit and continue our conversation talking about positivity. And you may have just heard a commercial on my book and journal, which was called My Forever Affirmations. And that is basically it's a book of short poems and areas where you can journal about positivity, just encouraging, you know, yourself. It's a book and journal for all ages because of the type of poems, like, for example, there's one in there, since we're talking about positivity, is called the self-confidence speech, which is self-confidence means to believe in yourself. I believe in myself. I can do anything I put my mind to, no matter what other people say I cannot do. I know I can. I think positively and not negatively. I will never say I can if I try. Just when you're up against something and you're trying to do something and you're not quite sure, just knowing, yes, you can, but it's a matter of thought. And so again, we're talking about thinking, you know, making sure that our thought process is more from a positive, negative side. And we've also been discussing, especially parents, you know, helping you to really understand that it is so important to encourage your children and to certainly be aware of what they are listening to, what they are seeing as well. And, you know, with the same as, you know, what we are listening to and what we are viewing, you know, because we must guard our gates which is our eyes and, you know, and our ears, especially of what we hear. We're going to start picking up phone calls, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. I've got a couple other messages I also will be sharing as well. And, of course, Pastor Emmanuel Williams is on. He is joining me this evening, and he is certainly assisting with this conversation on positivity. Let's see. I have a message that says, "Miss Donna, thanks so much for your positive shows. My wife and I celebrated our 40th anniversary this past Friday. It has been a great ride. We also have four kids." This comes from Doug Duke in Brooklyn. Oh, congratulations on 40 years. That is absolutely amazing. Okay. And at this point, Pastor Williams, sometimes 40 months seems pretty amazing to stay married, right? You know, so that is absolutely that is absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to come to the phone here, and I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You will know that I am speaking with you. The last four digits, 8395. The last four digits, 8395. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Excited to spread some positivity this evening.
Yes. I'd like to say hello to Pastor Williams as well. This is
Hattie. Hello there. Oh, Hattie. Good to hear
yes.
from you.
Yeah, same, likewise. Yes, I'd like to share some good news I received maybe a couple weeks ago from my quality manager. I'm an external auditor at my organization, so my company. So annually we have external auditors to come in to audit the internal auditor's performance. So while he was with the external auditor, reviewing our internal audits that I present, or will actually conduct, he texted me to say that the external auditor, I'm going to read you word for word what he said in the text. He said, "I'm currently reviewing the internal audits with the external auditor, Steve, and he is impressed with your level of detail and objective evidence. Great job." So I was quite surprised, of course, and I received it because I do work really hard, and I was so appreciative that my efforts was acknowledged. So that was great news. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Well, that's an example of something very positive that is meaningful to you, and also it's good news for other people to hear. And so thank you for sharing it. Because that makes us feel good to know that you received some good news. So there is a spreading of good news that's made possible when somebody hears it and passes it on.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, congratulations for that. That is absolutely beautiful. And
thank you for the show, because like you said, we do need some good news to be spread. So thank you so much for the title of the show.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And thanks for participating, of course. Absolutely. And you know, at the top of the show, of course, I did mention that it's probably a possibility that this would be a show that, you know, people would not be so willing, I guess, to jump on and participate, but I'm so glad that you did because it's very important. It's very important for, you know, us to celebrate, you know, each other. And it's also is equally important for us to certainly, you know, celebrate ourselves as well. So thank you again. for that. I certainly do appreciate it. And I know it was well, the honor was well deserved.
Thank you.
And I have another comment here. And guys, you still have there's a little time still left in the show where you can certainly, you know, call and join the conversation as well. Here's one that says, "Hi Donna, I want to offer a praise report. My daughter had surgery and the doctors were leery that she would survive it because of the risk of complications, but through prayer and faith, she's doing great." This comes from Sarah in Dunwoody, Georgia. Oh, that is great news, Sarah. Praise God for that. Absolutely. And thank you, Sarah, so much for sharing that as well. And guys, don't be shy. You can certainly please share your good news. Don't be shy at all to do that, right, Pastor Williams?
That's right.
Yeah. We just, you know, oftentimes we don't hear enough of good news.
There are some passages, some scriptures in Proverbs that relate to verbal communications, and one is in Proverbs chapter 15, says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger." And that could be applied to being good news. In other words, if we speak harshly to somebody, that is going to create ill feelings between us. So we need to be careful about how we communicate with people. The second verse says, "The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of fools gushes folly." So the Bible has its own position about the importance of what we speak so that it has positive results as opposed to negative results.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with that. You know, and kindness, and, you know, if you've listened to this show more than one time, you know I'm real big on kindness. And even, you know, somebody can step to you crazy and say something crazy, and you respond with them with a kind response, that kind of throws them off. And oftentimes that will help change, you know, their thought process at that particular time.
That is true.
And yeah. So how to respond, and, you know, God knows we need a lot of this, especially right now, because, you know, so many people seem to be on edge, and it's like the least little thing could just set them off. I mean, you just don't know, you know, who, you know, who's going to freak out on you or not. That's why, you know, I can say conflict resolution. It's a great tip for conflict resolution is to just, you know, continue to be kind. Of course, you know, generally when I sign off each time, you know, I do always say, you know, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold those virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that's just meaning, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, these people are so crazy. I'm not going to be nice anymore. I'm just going to be crazy like them. No, that's really not a real good, you know, way to think. I mean, yeah, I can understand the thought process behind it. You know, we just want to stay as positive as possible. You know, plus it has a direct reflection on our health, you know, as well. Here's one that says, "Hi, Miss Donna, I want to share that I passed the bar on the first try. Praise God. Thank you for sharing this show."
That's
yes, this comes from Constance Griffin in Atlanta. Oh, very good, Constance. Congratulations. Absolutely wonderful. And it's not too late, guys. We still have a few minutes left. for you to share your good news. We certainly are wanting to hear it and waiting to hear it. I have a caller. Let's see. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. You will know at that time I'm speaking with you. Last four digits, 0137. 0137. Hello, 0137. All right, they may be just listening. I'm going to keep moving. We may be able to circle back if time allows. Let's see, 1111 is the last, or the last four digits of this caller. 1111, hello.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Oh, hi. Are you hearing me?
I am. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay,
me.
Fantastic.
Etiquette anyway. Yeah.
Yes, I learned it. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Okay, I guess we have a little bit of a delay here, unfortunately. Yeah, I looked up the word etiquette, and I like that word. I knew what it meant, but I just revisited it. But anyway, I learned that labor is stored wealth, or money is stored labor. I think that's a really good thing to understand, that one's wealth represents their stored labor.
Keep going.
Well, it comes from the past, but it lives in the present and potentially in the future. So I think that's a really good thing when one understands it. But that's the gist of it, is that wealth is stored labor, stored up.
Okay, I see the connection, yeah. And I think in terms of good news, the person who accomplishes that, whose labor results in the stored treasure, is in a position to share what he has learned in terms of making money or being profitable in whatever enterprise he is in. And that in turn becomes good news for people who want to learn or people who are just entering the business field. They want to know what are some of the tips for success. And certainly the person who has proven himself is in a position to share with them points, principles, practices that can help the individual who was just starting out. And the essence of that is those instructions certainly fall into the category of good news.
Right. I'm glad you said that. I have one other observation.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, also, you know, I'm glad you said that about information, because the word thesaurus, we often overlook that. That's a word of a book of antonyms, synonyms, and homonyms, and it really means treasure. The word thesaurus itself means treasure, and I said to an individual that was complaining and saw themselves as a victim that they needed to work more and earn more wealth or money, and that way they could address their problems more directly. And this person got a little bit upset, and they said, well, money doesn't answer everything. And then everything they went on to speak about involved money, which is quite amazing. And I don't think they actually saw the essence of what they were discussing. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's surprising when you hear it, but it is probably happening more often than we can imagine. But if a person is dissatisfied with his or her situation, that is going to color how they describe their situation, and also it can color how what steps they take to improve, or whether or not they have been overwhelmed by the negativity of their situation or the negative implications of their work situation, so that they become discouraged and are no longer motivated to try and improve themselves or to be successful. I have seen where an individual's, I'll say, spirit has been crushed, and because he was reprimanded by his boss, and he took those words that were said to him very in a personal way, and then really would just turned away, made no further effort to try and improve the situation or find ways that he could take in order to improve his performance. So, again, yes, words spoken by a superior to a subordinate can sometimes be very challenging. And again, what Ms. Donna is communicating here, this issue about good news, that certainly there's a place for it, or there's a place, or how that can be helpful for people in the business world. How do they communicate with the workforce? How do they communicate good things as well as necessarily corrective matters? So verbal communication plays a big role in our lives and can either motivate us to pursue greater objectives, higher heights, or sometimes it can cause us to be discouraged and depressed, and we give up on trying to improve ourselves.
Right. Well, that's very wise counsel, and I appreciate that. And I'll just close with saying this, and then I'll listen to you if you guys are going to continue. But when you were speaking words from the scriptures, and I am a student of the scriptures, I thought, that is something for us to always be considerate of, how we're speaking. But at the same time, when the scriptures were being written, people could actually entertain the truth, because God speaks in very direct terms. And so I would say a kind word or a soft answer or even a wise word doesn't necessarily mean being, quote-unquote, politically correct, which I associate with really lying and misrepresenting the truth. But you know, God says some very horrible things, that would damage our psyche. He says, come, let us reason together. So though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, or words to that effect. But he's telling you quite candidly, you're wrong. That's what he's telling you. You are wrong. I'm right. We need to talk about this so you can understand it from my perspective. And I'm just saying, today in this snowflake era, I don't know if many people could handle direct, factual, genuine talk such as the Bible presents. What do you think?
Let me interrupt you for a second, please. Guys, if you are listening to us live via stream, you are going to lose us in about 50 seconds. We are going to complete the conversation. You will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety, okay? So I wanted to let you know, and just in case that you are listening live, you will lose us in just a moment. And as we are certainly pretty much out of time. And, sir, thank you so much for your comments. Oftentimes it is, as far as communication-wise, sometimes it is, you know, challenging to be direct and to receive direct information as well. I do want to say this, though, when we're talking about in the business world, as a manager, as a supervisor, director, CEO, or so on and so forth, I do want to just offer this nugget. It's very important that when you are reprimanding at work, you want to make sure that you do not, you avoid humiliation when you're reprimanding. So you want to reprimand more so in private. You never want to reprimand in front of others. And sometimes this will occur at the AFT meeting. That's very taboo to do that. So you want to make sure that you reprimand in private. But it's okay for you to praise someone or give the good news in public. Okay, so I certainly wanted to offer that comment. And as we are running out of time, I do have an additional comment that we want to certainly share as well. And sir, if you are still there, I want to thank you certainly for your comments and for calling. I so thank you for that and participating on this evening. Again,
sure.
Thank you so much. Okay, and here's one. It does say, it says, Ms. Donna, thank you both for spreading positivity. We don't hear enough of this. I really do appreciate what you share, and my family is appreciative. We've listened to your show for 7 years. This comes from Gerald Jones and family in D.C. Gerald, thank you so much. We certainly do appreciate that. And guys, I thank you all for listening this evening. I do appreciate it. I am going to give Pastor Williams going to give you an opportunity to offer some closing thoughts as we begin to close.
Well, again, I would say that we certainly can find in the Bible some guidance concerning our communication and also what we take in as well as what we give out. And each person has the option of selecting what they consume on a daily basis in terms of entertainment, reading material, television programs, you name it. We have a choice. And again, we need to consider that if we feast or we spend our time looking at things of negativity, things that really do not contribute to anything positive, then we are likely to participate in spreading bad news among the community in which we live. And so we need to be very selective about the music we listen to, the books that we read, the TV shows that we watch, because we can be influenced to spread negativity just by virtue of what we take in. And again, the Bible points this out very clearly. And one thing, as I said, if we're looking for the best of news, then that is found in the Bible, because that best of news is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and what he came to do in this world.
Thank you for that. Absolutely. And certainly, you know, when I am feeling challenged or feeling down, that I do love reading scripture. I love, in addition to that, is, you know, declaring affirmations and declarations as well to build myself up so that I can feel more positive. And again, guys, listen, thank you all so much for listening this evening. Those who call in, if you sent us messages, thank you so much for that. If you joined us for the first time this evening, I do want to say thank you and welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, listen, please be sure to let us know and we'll see if we can make that happen for you. I want to ask you to please remember the golden rule. That's the treat others the way you want to be treated, okay? Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. We're so appreciative when you do that. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do this one person at a time, and certainly with your help. Remember, again, one of my favorite proverbs, Proverbs 3:3, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And if you would you initiate a random act of kindness this week? Okay, kindness really is contagious, and it doesn't take a whole lot to initiate an act of kindness. I mean, you can hold the door open for someone who may be coming in behind you, or you can let someone who is signaling, let them get in front of you when they are trying to move into your lane. I mean, there's so many different ways, acts of kindness, and nothing is really too small, okay? So please do that. And if we're intentional, I know we can actually initiate an act of kindness on a daily basis, okay? Listen, have you voted? If you have not, early voting is underway. Please go and vote if you have not already. If you have already, thank you so much for doing your civic duty, okay? So, again, thank you all for tuning in. We will talk again next week. Good night. Take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.